Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the deadly airplane crash that killed Poland's president and 95 other prominent citizens and military officials has focused media attention on New York's Polish neighborhoods. As part of our continuing census coverage, we're going to focus our attention there, too, for the rest of today's show. We want to hear from those with ties to Poland, whether you emigrated yourself or perhaps your great-grandparents did. Call and tell us your story. Where are you living? How has your life changed since the 2000 census, especially if you live in a Polish immigrant enclave or if you moved out of one? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And joining us for this conversation is Ewa Karen Jędrzejowska, a reporter with Feed Into Worlds and the Polish Daily News. Hi, Ewa. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me back.
So our news department had no trouble finding Polish immigrants to interview about their reactions to the horrible tragedy. How many Poles are living in New York? Do you know Polish first-generation immigrants?
Well, according to the 2000 census, there were around 60,000 Polish-born immigrants in New York City. And altogether, Polish-Americans and Polish-born immigrants, the numbers were 213,000. It might have changed in recent years, though, primarily because Poland is just doing so much better these days, in terms of the economy. That actually we experienced a reverse migration in
over the last 10 years.
Well, mostly in 2006 and 2007. That's the biggest wave that went back.
So are different types of people coming in the recent waves just before that than during the Soviet era?
Oh, yeah. I mean, recent two waves were in the 80s. That's probably the one that you've mentioned, the Solidarity wave that was expelled from Poland. And then another huge and the biggest wave, I mean, not the biggest in the history, but the biggest recent wave was after the communist collapse in 89. The borders opened and a lot of people came to New York.
Is Greenpoint still the capital of New York's Little Poland? Is there such a thing?
I think it still is, even though it's been changing so much because of the gentrification processes and development processes. Some immigrants actually were pushed out, and there is another a neighborhood that is growing, Polish neighborhood that is growing in New York City, and that's Ridgewood in Queens. But I would say that there is still a lot of Polish businesses in Greenpoint. A lot of people own houses there, which actually the value of these houses went up significantly. So they're going to stay there for a while. There's a lot of Polish institutions there. And just over the years, people got used to coming to Greenpoint so much, from even New Jersey or Connecticut or Long Island, just for shopping or even, to attend church sometimes. It's just people are used to going there for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. It's just convenient to go there because you can take care of everything at the same time.
Greenpoint, Ridgewood, also Maspeth in Queens, I gather.
Yeah, that's actually a very old community that now gained a lot of immigrants that were pushed out from Greenpoint.
Is there a Polish New Jersey?
There are. Actually, there's 55,000 Polish-born immigrants in New Jersey. That's quite a significant community, mostly in the Wallington, Clifton area, mm-hmm. Passaic, Garfield. Although they are, just because there's more space in New Jersey than in New York City, they're more spread out.
John in Forest Hills is the grandson of four Polish immigrant grandparents. Right, John?
Yep.
And?
Well, I grew up in Cleveland, which has very strong communities like Greenpoint. I go to Greenpoint for Easter food and stuff like that.
There you go.
To prepare. Actually, talking about New Jersey, my father My parents were both born in the States. They both went to college, but they were more Polish than they were American in many ways. And my father was sang in Polish singing groups. And so I remember him going to New Jersey to sing in other Polish groups, coming from Cleveland to do that. The other thing is I'm 60 years old, and I'm 66 years old. The first time I went to Poland was when I was 60. And I wondered, because I have such a strong Polish identity, how it would be to me, what I would feel like. And we started in Krakow, and then we went to Warsaw and Częstochowa. And I realized growing up in Cleveland in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, I grew up in Poland. There was such a strong sense where I grew up in Cleveland of my identity.
That's so interesting. Eva, have you been there?
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
But, John, that's a great story. Thank you very much. What about other bedrock Polish communities in America? We're talking about Polish New York mostly, but is there a capital of Poland, Polish America?
Well, Chicago is a huge one. They actually say that it's the biggest Polish city after Warsaw, although numbers don't really confirm that, but it's definitely a huge community and much more, I would say, organized, much older also than the New York one.
You know, all four of my grandparents came from Poland just after World War One, and they joined societies here, all in New York, based on the cities where they came from. Does anything like that exist now for immigrants?
Based on the cities that they came from?
Yes.
Well, there is a tendency. Actually, in New York, there are two specific groups from particular regions of Poland. They don't have really their own specific organizations, but they tend to stick together within the groups. Mm-hmm. And then in Chicago, it's different area. The immigrants are coming from the mountains area mostly. So there is a tendency of attracting, people.
And, of course, it's such a different time. I mean, when my grandparents came, there was no going back. How big a change is there in the nature of the Polish immigrant community here in the age of open borders and air travel and everything?
I think it's a totally different story. I mean, right now, the primary difference is that people have a choice where they can live. People couldn't go back then, right? Now they not only have Poland to they can live in Poland quite comfortably, but they also have other European countries to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them opened their job markets for Polish people. So, that was the reason why a lot of undocumented immigrants, for example, decided to leave because they couldn't work legally here. They felt not safely in terms of, their immigration status and the raids that were happening. So, they are close to Poland. If they work, for example, in England or in Ireland, they can work legally there. So I think it's the basic difference is the choice.
Question from our website. Somebody writes, what businesses are the bedrock of Polish New York? Butcher shops, barber shops, restaurants, bars. And I would add to that, is there a lot of professional success in the second generation?
I would say there's a big difference between the first and second generation. First generation, the jobs that they are currently holding among men are construction jobs. That's number one. A lot of truck drivers, a lot of asbestos workers, electricians, this kind of jobs. Then among women, mostly home attendants, cleaning services, babysitters. And then one thing that I have to say about Polish is that they do invest a lot in their children's education.
Mm-hmm.
So second generation is, from what I've seen, is very ambitious. A lot of people in IT businesses, finance, a lot of people go to medical school, law schools, the accountants, big shift in professions.
So if you had to make a prediction, if the 2000 census found 65,000 New Yorkers originally born in Poland. How much do you think this 2010 census is going to find? Mm. Actually, less than that?
I think it's going to be less than that. Maybe not by, you know, huge numbers. Maybe up to 10,000, I would say. Mm. The difference might be up to, but maybe a little bit less.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you know, if they have houses here, if their children go to schools here, they're not going to move back to Poland, even if the situation is bad, even if there's a crisis.
Right, or more economic.
There will be a difference. It's going to be actually fascinating to see the change in the internal migration within New York City, how much Greenpoint lost and how much Ridgewood gained or other neighborhoods in Queens.
10 seconds. What's your favorite Polish food to this day?
Mine?
Yours.
I think pierogi. Quite traditional choice.
I like them too. Eva Karen Jędrzejowska, reporter with Feet in Two Worlds and the Polish Daily News with our census of Polish New York. That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. Our 10 Questions That Count editor is Valerie Lipinski. We had intern help today from Sydney Beveridge and Matthew Gurry, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Dimitri Krasny at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.